You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, hey, welcome to Behind the Curtain, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. This Behind the Curtain show is a series that Alon Fong and I are doing, but we're doing it separately. We're going to be interviewing different people one-on-one, so you'll hear Alon on here shortly talking to people as well. I'm kind of kicking it off here. And what's going on, about a week ago, I had the chance to have an interview with Dave Manick from EDI, which is the Exotic Dancer Invitationals. This is a showgirl competition, and it's putting the best of the best showgirls all together in one place and having a whole lot of fun and competing for some titles and some money and things like that. So what I'm doing here with my part of Behind the Curtain is I am talking to the different contestants, and today I have got Charlotte Autumn with me. How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Where are you from?
So I'm from Connecticut, and for those of you that don't know, it's basically a tiny little state in between New York and Massachusetts.
Yeah. Red
in New York City and Boston. That's about it.
And it's not pronounced Connecticut as when I was a kid. There's an extra C in there. So what do you say, huh? Anyway, how did a cute, hot girl from Connecticut decide you wanted to become a feature?
Well, I've always loved performing. I actually became like a pole dancer before I became a stripper, you know, like a professional. I was taking pole classes, and then I started stripping about 6 months after that. I started doing pole competitions about another 6 months after that.
Yeah, so you did it in a backwards way from most people. Most people start doing it as an entertainer or stripper and then start going to pole classes. You did it in a backwards way, and that's very, very cool. So how did you get connected with the people from EDI, the Exotic Dancer Invitational?
Well, I started like slowly learning about featuring through the pole competitions. Mm-hmm. I met a couple of girls that were features, and I started to get this interest in it. And then just like through social media, kind of learning about it. And then I finally went to Expo for the first time this past year. And then that's kind of when I got connected with them. And I finally got invited to EDIs, which I'm so excited about. I've wanted to go for like a couple of years now.
Yeah. And that's a good point too, because it is the Exotic Dancer Invitational. You have to be invited. You can't just say, I'm going to do that competition. You have to be invited. And they saw something in you to say, we need to invite this person. So that's very exciting. I did get to see you perform last summer at the Stripper Olympics in Louisiana. And that was kind of fun because the Olympics was three different categories. I think there was like a lap dance category and a pole category and a showgirl category. You remember that, obviously. What were some of your takes from that? What were the fun parts of that competition?
That was a really fun competition. One thing that I kind of like took away from it, I'm going to kind of like learn for this coming year. It was my first time ever doing like a lap dance competition. So I had no idea what I was getting into. A lot of the girls had like full like routines with like costumes and everything. And I kind of like just went up and did like a normal lap dance.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of like what ideas can I come up with to be more like creative. But it was awesome. I definitely felt like I felt a little bit out of my league there. but it was a good experience.
Oh, you did good. You did good. So we've got the EDIs coming up. And because I haven't mentioned this yet, there's two different locations for the Exotic Dancer Invitationals. In April, they'll be at the West, EDI West. That's at the Bucks Clubs in Dallas, Texas, April 19th, 20th, 21st. And the one, I believe you're going to be in Huntsville, correct? Okay, the one in Huntsville is at the EDI East, and it's at the Pony Clubs in Huntsville, Alabama. And that is, trust me, that is a party city. I know I'm going to definitely be there for that. You are, there's two divisions. There's the Starlets division and then the Showgirl division. You are in the Starlets, right? Okay, and that's a newcomer kind of thing because, you know, you haven't been featuring. I think they got like a three-year thing on that or however. So you get to come into that. Do you know many of the other contestants? Have you met most of the other contestants?
Yeah, a good portion of them I've met like within this past year. Like a lot of them came to Expo, or I've like met them when I was at Michael's.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And are you gonna leak out anything about what your show? I know everybody says no, I'm not telling. It's a surprise. But I think you did an actual official unboxing of your outfit, right?
Yes. So I'm not 100% sure if this is going to be the costume that I use at EDIs. But I just got a new show costume yesterday and I was like, really excited about it. So I like pulled out the camera and I filmed like an unboxing and try on video for my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And it might possibly be my show costume. So it's an equestrian theme, which I think would actually be fitting for a club called The Pony. I don't know if maybe it's like almost a little bit too on the nose, but
that should be good. And if people want to see your official unboxing, I want to give you a chance to plug your social medias here, your YouTube and everything. How can people follow you and find you?
Yeah, so my handle on basically everything is Charlotte Autumn XO on YouTube. I'm on Clapper now. I've been doing live streams on there, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
And I have to ask you about Clapper because I have, you know, I've seen the word Clapper, you know, mostly from Bailey Fox, because she's the one that's really encouraging most people to get on this thing. And, you know, and I'm old. The only thing I know about Clapper is how you turn your lights on and off, you know, the clap on, clap off thing. So this is a little different. Tell me what Clapper is and educate all the listeners out there who are like me and don't know.
So actually, Bailey Fox was also who basically recruited me over to Clapper, too.
Okay.
I made an account on there a long time ago, but I just wasn't really active on the app. And then she kind of like told me a little bit more about it. Basically, it's like TikTok, but it's supposed to be for like 18, 17 and up. And so it's more like adult oriented. You can still post videos on there, and then you can also do like live streams. And then another great feature for our industry is that there's this thing called Do Not Disturb, where you can like lock the room with your 40 highest paying tippers, and then you can do whatever you want. So like,
really?
I can, of course, dancing around my room naked. It's awesome.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. So you lock the room and that way nobody else can get in. And yeah, that is, and you got a tip to get in. Somebody at Clapper is a genius. You could have come up with a better name, but you're a genius.
It sounds a little bit too much like the clap to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you cannot get a venereal disease through the computer, people. You're safe. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to get into Clapper and get my credit card out someday and watch you guys when you get on there. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, well, we've got Charlotte Autumn. You're going to be competing again, as I say, at the Pony East, the EDI East at Pony Clubs in Huntsville, Alabama, May 24th, 25th, 26th. Anything else you want to add to the show before we wrap it up?
I think that's about it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. This is Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, which all of our podcasts, including the Panda Top 20 Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, and Classic Rock Remixes, and this one, Behind the Curtain, can be found at whatshotitsc.com. Charlotte Autumn, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.